You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yeah, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the show. I'm TJ. Right there's my buddy Riggins.
Good morning.
Two radio legends doing a podcast. Diving in the digital world.
That's it.
For what? For naught. That's what. Because we talk about things that are, you know, to the novice in the broadcasting world, they would think it's stupid.
Yeah.
But we know better, and that's all that matters. We know we're smarts. We know we've got the smarts going.
You're definitely smart. I'm a little stupid still.
Oh, you have a dazzling vocabulary, Riggins. Yeah. People always talk about it.
Do they?
Yeah. They do. You know what they say about your dazzling vocabulary?
What?
They say, I'm dazzled by that.
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting here dazzled. I'm
dazzled by his dazzling vocabulary.
It's a tough word to pull off. How was it? Oh, it was dazzling. I was dazzled.
Hey, I tell you what. Oh, Tech D Rob, the producer fella, is going to a Star Wars card game tournament in Richmond this weekend. You know what he's going to do? He's going to dazzle them dorks. So you're going to go in there and dazzle the dorks.
Yeah, that's a lot of dorks in one place.
I know. And he said a lot of dandruff in one place. For some reason, dandruff runs thick amongst the board game nerds.
Yeah, I didn't know there was a connection between nerds and dandruff, but he was like, kind of like matter of fact, like, and there's gonna be a lot of dandruff, you know.
Yeah,
I've heard of butt cracks, but right. Never dandruff.
Because I said they were gonna need a lot of lint rollers. It looked like they all need a good lint rolling, and he said because of the dandruff. And I was talking about crumbs and cat hair and stuff.
Yeah,
but he said dandruff.
I am there. I do have a curious, like, part of me is like, oh, I want to go see this for myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to drive 10 hours. Outside of Washington, D.C. to do it.
Is that how far it is from here to Richmond?
I think it's 8 to 10, right?
4 or 5 to Richmond.
Yeah,
it's only 4 to 5. Okay.
You could do that. Go with him. You could do that as a day trip and come right back.
Yeah. But then it's like, ugh.
Right. But when it came time to go, you'd be like, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do that. I got so much stuff to do. Like, I got to cut the grass and... Mm-hmm. I mean, really just cut the grass, but it's a lot. It's a lot of grass.
And a minute ago you did such an old man thing, Riggins, you were complaining because it's going to rain and you won't be able to cut the grass.
Nothing bums me out more than rain on the weekend. Yeah. I just find it so depressing. During the week, I don't care. But during the weekend, it's like, I don't know. It's like the highlight of the weeks. And I just don't, I don't want to sit inside and, you know, watch TV on Saturday.
And, you know, my wife, my little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael, and I always are together on Saturdays, and we go to, you know, various sports bars and all of that. And a lot of times we put it on the social medias and call it the Small Town Adventures. But we're not doing that tomorrow, and it's going to be raining. So all week, Jody's like, what are we going to do? It's going to be raining all day Saturday. What are we going to do? Like, we got to come up with something out of the ordinary, because we got to change everything because it's going to be raining. And you know what they came up with? Go to a couple of sports bars.
Oh.
So it doesn't matter whether – I mean, it could be raining fire, and it's not going to change what we do on Saturdays.
No, not at all.
You know?
Not at all.
So I don't know what the biggie is about it raining.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect you in any way.
Because my suggestion was – is just to go eat lunch somewhere close to around here, and then go back over to little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's house, and let me cook something really good for us to have for dinner, and cozy up down there in the basement of the TV watching room.
Oh my God.
Watch movies and hang out.
Soups and breads.
Yeah.
Just get all fat and
happy. I mean, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah,
just absolutely. Sit around being lazy all day because it's raining, and you just catch up on movie watching.
Mm-hmm.
And we done started that show together now. It's got like 8 episodes. We only watched 2.
Yeah.
That Unlocked is what it's called, I think. We could finish that off.
Sure.
Eat a nice Cajun dinner.
Sure.
Something that I created as a professional at-home culinarian. But they don't want to do that.
It's not exciting enough.
No.
Like going to sports bars is like thrilling.
Well, it's more important to little friend Jenny because she has so many wagers going on. So when she's at a sports bar, it's more like somebody at the stock exchange watching all the things tick by and all that.
Yeah. It's like a heroin addict going to the poppy fields.
Yeah, so
does she bet a lot of money, big money? I don't know if she'd be comfortable talking about it, but
well, to me, if you bet $50 on a ball game, that's a lot of money.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so but I don't know how much she bets on whatever. I just know that she's not good at it.
She's losing more than she's winning.
Oh, obviously. way more. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, here's how she gambles. She's in love with that Miss Peaches thing that Dave Portnoy does with his dog, the whole deal. Well, evidently on Barstool, they have a turtle named Miss Pear or something, and they'll put lettuce on top of team logos, and whichever one she goes to is the one you should bet on. And so that's the way she bet last night. And they said that the turtle is always wrong. So it's maybe one time of one game that the turtle has picked the right team.
Yeah.
And I said, but you still go with the turtle. And I said, why don't you just go with the opposite of what the turtle does? She goes, because the one time I do that, then he'll hit.
Fair enough. Oh, my God.
So it's not, you know, it's not really a way of life for her, you know, gambling and all that. Now, she will spit out a bunch of stuff that I don't know anything about sports betting because I don't know I know parlay is where you bet on several games and you got to win all of them and you win more money, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. But I don't know about that. You know, all of that other stuff, you know, they start spitting out and all that.
But the people that like to gamble love to gamble. And those guys at Barstool, I mean, they're looking for any reason to like, let's see which one the turtle, which piece of lettuce the turtle eats first. It's like, go to work.
Well, isn't that how Dave Portnoy started?
Yeah,
the company, it was about advising people how to bet.
He was always a big gambler, even when he didn't have any money. And he's still, you know, he's huge at the Kentucky Derby, and he goes to all the races in New York and stuff like that. A big gambler. And he's got a lot of people on his staff that seem to be hired only for the purposes of, like, giving good tips and things like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, Good for him.
Yeah, sure.
Good for him. I like a success story.
Sure.
I don't like that he's putting skirts on the dog and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean,
I know it's big on his sites and all that.
It's good content, but he's also looking at it like, I got this large audience of young men between the ages of 18 and 35. Now I can bring in a larger audience of women that see a dog and go, oh my God, it's pretty. I mean, I'm sure he loves the dog, but I think he also sees it as like a business. Yeah.
And he's raised a lot of money for, shelters or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little friend Jenny has the sweatshirt.
Really?
Yeah.
A Miss Peach's sweatshirt?
Mm-hmm. Because I guess the money goes to that. Yeah. It's a pit bull.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is terrified of pit bulls. Yeah. And she doesn't care whether it's wearing a tutu or not. She's terrified of them. And Jenny said, I almost got you one of these sweatshirts that has a big pit bull. It's Miss Peach's picture on it and all that. She goes, no, thank you.
She wouldn't even wear a hoodie with a pit bull on
it? No.
That's great. So she's terrified of pit bulls and cats.
Yeah.
Those are the two. Mm-hmm. Is she scared of sharks or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A lot of animals.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be scared of sharks?
I get it.
And pit bulls, land sharks.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry, pit bull people. I'm just poking at you.
It's the owner, not the breed. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No problemo.
Yeah.
But I just saw a video right before we started the podcast, Riggins, and it was a cougar had come up into somebody's backyard, and their security camera caught it. It was in the middle of the day. And it attacked their dog. They got a pretty big, dog, but it's not like a vicious looking dog, like a Rottweiler or something like that. And it didn't say that the dog won the fight. It just said dog escapes attack from cougar, and the cougar was on him. If you looked out your back door and you saw that your dog was being wrestled around with and trying to be attacked by a cougar, would you go out there, try to jump in the middle of it?
Absolutely.
You would?
I'd get my knife, and I don't know how you fight off a cougar, but I would damn sure try.
Yeah. I would think maybe you have a knife in one hand and get one of your iron skillets in the other.
Yeah.
And just bonk it in the damn head.
Is that what Bop the it. Thing to do? Yeah.
That's what I would do if I, if it were attacking kid or something.
Sure. You got to get in there and fight it out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I always think about that as like, if some animal came upon that, like, how do you go about? Because I've always heard, like, if you're walking your dog and it gets attacked by another dog, first thing that you do that doesn't seem right is let go of the leash.
Yeah.
Because you're actually like holding it,
Right.
And I don't even know if that's accurate, but I've heard that.
It makes sense, because how many times have you seen, either in person or on the internet, where, two guys are about to fight, and then one of them's girlfriend or wife comes in and jumps in the middle and starts trying to pull her husband away.
Right.
And well, then she sets him up. Then he can't move well enough to defend himself, and he usually ends up getting his ass beat.
Yeah, getting knocked out because his arms are down by a second. She's holding him. So, yeah, I kind of see the logic behind it, but that would be difficult to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, I put that damn cougar in a damn chokehold. Choke him out.
Yeah.
Rear naked choke like Joe Rogan.
I'll put that cougar down.
Hell yeah.
That's just like I did old girl the other night. Cougar. yeah. Sound like a mountain
lion. Man, that's terrifying. I wonder if the people were home when they saw the video, or they just like saw it later. They're like, oh my God.
I don't know. But let's say you got there too late. Okay. And he had already,
dead.
Yeah. Killed your dog. But the cougar is still in your yard. Do you shoot it if you got a gun?
Hell yeah.
Mm.
Hell yeah. Because you could end up like going to attack something else.
But not out of revenge. Like, you killed my dog, mother.
Yeah, no. And absolutely. Like,
okay. Yeah.
Bloodthirst. Revenge. I've got fire in my eyes. I want blood on my hands. I'm going to avenge you, Fluffy Riley.
You'd be wearing that damn cougar around your neck. That's like a cape.
Absolutely.
All right, so we got stupid celebrity stuff and the Gram Slam with some crazy internet TikTok and the like stuff that we're gonna have so much fun with it. Oh my God, we're gonna have fun with it. Coming up next,
TJ's podcast.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx, Neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Back to TJ's podcast. Ooh.
So, Riggins, you are, for the most part, politically conservative. You're not a fire and brimstone conservative like I am, but you're conservative pretty much politically, but you're not for the death penalty.
No,
you don't like the death penalty.
Yeah. My first thought is to say, no, I'm against it.
Okay.
But I haven't thought about it or prayed about it.
Well, when I was watching this preacher that Jody and I really, really like, and he's getting more famous every day, getting bigger. His name is Gary Hamrick, and he's the pastor of Cornerstone Chapel in Virginia. And he was saying in his sermon a couple of weeks ago that in some area, I don't remember what part of the Bible he was preaching from, but if you killed somebody, then your punishment was to have the person you killed strapped to your back permanently. So you have to walk around with the corpse of the person that you killed for the rest of your life, because then what would end up happening is it would rot, and then you would get diseases and stuff from that, and then ultimately it would be a death sentence for you.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you can't live a minute without a reminder of what you had done, and then that corpse rotting on top of you.
You're literally and mentally carrying the weight,
yeah,
of your crime,
uh-huh,
of murder. Yeah, that's in the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Golly.
Would you be for that?
No. I don't think
so. But it's not where you're there's an executioner or anything killing somebody. Which, by the way, how would that be at like a high school reunion if that's your job? Executioner,
the guy, yeah, that flips the switch. Yeah, that's, yeah, crazy.
Or gives them the shot.
What do you do?
I've been an executioner at the state prison now for, hell, that was about, what is it, babe, 15 years I've been working there. That's just a cool sounding job.
Yeah.
Like astronaut.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm an astronaut. I'm an executioner.
It's gonna elicit a follow up question.
Yeah.
Like you're gonna want to know more. You're like, oh my gosh, are you? What is that like? More than like, oh, I do payroll at the hospital. Mm-hmm. Like, okay,
yeah,
I'm an executioner. Woo.
But yeah, I just think if we did it, we would only have to do a few murderers like that. And the family of the deceased would have to allow it. You know, yeah, you could. Yeah, I think that's good. Chain my loved one's corpse to him to carry around for the rest of his life.
Forever. Which may not be that long.
Yeah.
I can't be safe.
Ugh. Isn't that and then it starts rotting and you got to smell that all the time. But then you have to think about, okay, well, how's that going to affect everybody else around him?
Yeah.
You know, you don't really want stinking. Him
walking around through Target.
You'd have to have special areas of the penitentiary for it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Do they still do firing squads? Can you still pick a firing squad? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I'm sure they haven't done it in a while, but it's an option.
I want to say it's been within the last year that somebody got executed by a firing squad.
Really?
Yeah. Google it. I bet you. I'm thinking that it wasn't long ago that I saw that in the news.
In Texas or somewhere? Texas or Arkansas?
Maybe, yeah. Some tough state.
Yeah, because I know they were kind of talking about exploring other methods because it's been so hard to get the drugs to do the lethal injection.
And I think that's too humane, really.
Lethal injection?
Yeah. I've always been a fan of you should die the way your victim died.
I know you've said that before.
But once I heard Brother Gary talking about this corpse thing, and I thought, wow, I could be for that. I could definitely be for that.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting into the weeds about firing squads now.
Would you rather that than the lethal injection?
I've heard so many horror stories about the lethal injection now. It's like they can't find the vein and they have to like put it off because they just can't get it right. I don't know. Something about that doesn't seem too peaceful. So maybe, the firing squad, take a bullet.
I think I'd rather have that than the electric chair, though.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell
old Sparky.
Yeah. Ever since I watched The Green Mile, I was like, oh my God, that was terrifying.
I never saw that.
Green Mile.
Should I watch that?
That's an unbelievable movie.
That's old Tom Hanks, right? That's old
Tom Hanks. And man, that was an intense movie.
It's about being in a penitentiary.
About being in a penitentiary, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That seems like the worst way to go.
As far as the ways that they execute that still criminals. Using,
yeah. Now they dang that when they got Saddam Hussein, they just hung his ass in front of a crowd.
Yeah.
They're all yelling at him and stuff. I'm like, that's awful. In like a dirty, dank basement.
Right.
F you. That's a rough way to go out.
But what about there's somebody who's just been a vicious and confessed to being a serial killer and all this stuff. Would you be opposed, like if they are going to be executed, throwing them into a shark tank?
First. Yeah. I prefer that.
Or, you know, taking them out into a swamp in Louisiana or Florida and nailing their privates to a stump so they can't run away and then just letting the alligators come get them.
Just kill me if you're nailing my junk to a stump.
Right. Well, that's the purpose, but you're going to die from being eaten by alligators.
Yeah. That's awful. Has that happened?
I'm sure it's happened, but probably not sanctioned by the law. I'm sure that's probably been a way of murder.
Yeah.
You know, neighbor disputes and things.
What about just wrapping you up like a mummy and dumping scorpions into like a casket with you?
Ooh.
That's what they did in The Mummy.
I think it was.
They just dumped all these
scorpions are creepy.
Yeah, like flesh-eating bugs while you're wrapped up like a mummy, and then they put the lid on. Ooh!
Crazy. Why'd they wrap them up?
I don't know.
It would have been better if they just had if they were naked in there.
Yeah, I guess to like keep them confined so they couldn't move. Oh. This is dark.
I know. Love it. All right. So quickly with the Graham Slam going around the social medias and finding interesting things. This is, I think, one of the funniest, and it reminded me of us, Riggins, the discussion that these girls are having that is just so random. But one of them says to the other what kind of a person she looks like and seems like. So they're British. It may be a little harder to understand what they're saying because they're speaking in a foreign tongue.
Yeah.
They're not speaking English. They're from Great Britain.
I tried avocado for the first time this week. Ugh, I don't like it. I love it. I knew you would. You're that kind of person. What do you mean? You are an avocado kind of person. You'd look at you and go, she likes avocado. Why? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? It's not a bad thing. You just are the avocado type looking person.
And they're both so serious. She's not saying it. She's not saying it and smiling or laughing. She's just like, because you look like an avocado kind of person.
Is that a bad thing or a good thing?
It's not a bad thing. It's just that you look like an avocado type person.
That would make me really insecure. What the hell is that supposed to mean? You just look like one. You look like an avocado person. Yeah,
you would be one of those.
Yeah,
likes avocado.
It's impossible to take that well. Anything you look like a kind of person, whatever it is, it's never a good thing. You know, you look like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of person,
or you look like a very charitable type. You look like a St. Jude kind of person. That's a good one, right? You look like you would give to St. Jude. You look like a Make-A-Wish type of person. Like you would participate in that.
What you usually hear is you look like a Walmart kind of person. What does that mean? I like a deal? No.
You go to Walmart some, don't you?
Sure.
You don't go as much as producer the Tech D Rob. He's in. Well, he doesn't go in. He's always ordering pickup, curbside, and that sort of thing. Yeah. But my point is, have you ever noticed how many limps there are? I was in there the other day. I'm not saying it to laugh at the people and all, but per capita, I think people in Walmart, employees and customers, there are a lot of limps.
Just limping.
Mr. Limping all over the place.
I've never noticed that, but I'm going to keep an eye open now. I'm going to count them.
I don't know what it is. Maybe because they're, hard workers and have, they're sore, or either they have injured themselves at work or something like that. You're not going to see any limps at damn the Louis Vuitton store.
Probably not.
Because them women ain't never hit a lick at a snake. No. I have never told you that one. Uh-uh. Yeah, that means you've never really worked hard, or you're lazy. You ain't hit a lick at a snake.
It's me.
You too lazy to even kill a snake.
Well, that's why it's crazy, that story from Extra Funny today about the guy that was exposing himself to women in Walmart. Mm-hmm. But then he went and did it at Target. I thought, oh, that's a switch. Like, you just don't often hear stuff like that.
Yeah, it seems like, though, that the CEO of Target would enjoy that, knowing that his customers were in there showing off their pronouns. Ugh,
so sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Sicky. And this is a lady who is blasting her mother-in-law, and at the same time talking about how she reacts a certain way so she doesn't hurt her mother-in-law's feelings, while talking crap about her mother-in-law on social media.
My mother-in-law actually took it upon herself to introduce my newborn to my daughter for the very first time ever. And this was such a traumatic experience for me, because leading up into having my second child, I started to go through.
Okay, just a second. I don't want to be that guy, but an introduction is when you meet somebody for the first time ever.
Yeah.
So introduced her for the first time ever. Okay.
Weird thing where I started to think, what if my daughter's upset that we had a second baby? What if she doesn't feel loved enough? Like, what if my relationship with her drastically changes? Like, I was going through this weird phase of leading up to the birth of my second child where I was feeling very just upset and emotional and overthinking my decision to have another child.
Okay. another, I don't want to be that guy, stickler, picky person, but it's completely her decision to have another child. Her husband wasn't involved in that. She said, it was my, you know, when my decision to have another child. That runs deep. That is deep seated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man hatred is what that is.
And so when I brought my son home from the hospital, I had an idea in my head of how I expected it to go, the introduction. And my mother-in-law actually had my daughter with her while we were having my son. And she took it upon herself to introduce the two of them while I was in a different room.
While we were having my son. Get that? I'm doing this for a reason. I'm not just doing it to be annoying. My decision to have another baby, my little girl, my daughter, we had my baby. Okay.
And this was really hard for me and really upset me. And she never truly understood why it upset me so much. But this is what I do now because me and my mother-in-law definitely have a disconnect on how we see certain things. So to not be disrespectful or to insult her or put her down and try to take her feelings into consideration, I now approach things differently. So when we had my third child, I made sure that she was not the one responsible for my other two children. I also made sure that when I introduced my third to my two children, that it was more of a private, intimate situation to ensure that no one could come in and hijack that from me because I didn't have that with my second and it was very hard for me. It's little things like this that help out the relationship I have with my mother-in-law because if not, that woman drives me a little bit insane.
Okay. Oof. The reason I was pointing all of that out is because she speaks like a person who is self-absorbed. Everything is I, my, me, ruined it for me. I decided to have another kid. I mean, it's just everything that she says is I, me, my. All of it. She said, we had my. So I may agree with her that her mother-in-law shouldn't have done that. You know, jumped the gun and brought the, you know, the daughter in and quote unquote introduced her to the new baby. But she didn't do it maliciously. And even if I full-fledged am on the mom's, like the wife's side, she's just so annoying. I can't be on her side. She could be completely right with no gray area, but I can't support her because she's so damn annoying.
I hear you. I understand you. You're just so effing annoying.
Yes.
I can't.
And self-absorbed, bordering along narcissism.
Yeah. Maybe that was like the stipulation her husband put in. He's like, you can put that out there, but don't include me. You're causing problems.
But
you gotta say yours.
Yeah. But I mean, every single time it was my daughter, my son, my baby. And you would think if she's going on for a minute and 45 seconds that at some point when she's telling this story, she might change it up a little bit and say, my husband's mom.
Right.
But still, my mother-in-law, and I do this to be a better person than my mother-in-law, and I do this, and I've done great. I was the victim, right? I was the victim. Now, I am the martyr because I'm the one that changed the way I have chosen to interact with my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But if I hadn't have done that, I don't know what would happen because she's such a bitch. Yeah. But I don't want to be disrespectful or insult her.
Yeah.
But she drives me insane because she's a bitch.
And I am going to tell 500,000 people about it.
Right.
Oh, that's a great idea if you want to just be respectful and while also getting your point across. Let me tell the entire planet.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Because I need all of these people to know how great I am, how I was insulted and put upon, and then how I came out as the bigger person.
Yeah. Any hope for that relationship, do you think? I mean, is that dead?
Probably, now? Because he's got three kids with her now.
No, I'm talking about her.
Oh, her and mother-in-law. Yeah, I don't even know if her mother-in-law would know that she had put this out there on the social medias, but probably would know.
Yeah, I think they're done. Yeah. I don't think I would not be able to come back from that.
Yeah, but then so many people put their in-laws in these difficult situations because the in-laws want to see their grandchildren.
Yeah.
And so
they bite the bullet. And okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Ruined my introduction of my baby to my. All right. So I know a lot of you are going to be mad at that analogy, the analysis, not analogy, the analysis of that. But I mean, if you're mad and you want to tell me about it, then I'm just going to put you in the same category with her.
Deal with it.
I'm kidding. Of course. Here's something that you wouldn't expect to hear past the year 2002. We're going to play a meltdown for you from Survivor.
Isn't that weird?
Crazy. Coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. NEOGENIX.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help, and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
All right. Survivor is still running strong on CBS. I knew it was still on, but I didn't know, I haven't watched it probably since the third season.
20 years.
Yeah.
However, I don't know. Long time.
Now, I was in that first season. I was right there, and that was the wildest thing I had ever seen. It was so great, and my daughter was just born. And I would sit and give her her last bottle of the day, of the night, whenever Survivor was coming on. And I would rock her to sleep, and then I can remember, because I have a photographic memory, I can still see it happening, the didgeridoo being played. But anyway, so Survivor has made something viral.
Yeah, it's a viral video.
Yeah, and Jeff Probst is still the host and all of that. Sweet guy, dimples.
Sure.
Adorable.
He's tiny, though, I bet.
You think? He looks tiny?
Yeah.
Well, what happened was there was a challenge, and this guy won the challenge, and he got to pick a few of the other contestants to come with him to eat Applebee's. And they're out on the island. They haven't had any food, and all. He wins a challenge, and he gets Applebee's. And I'm wondering, I don't know, Brother Riggins, if you have my detective-in skills, but I can't help but wonder if Applebee's might be a sponsor.
Could Applebee's be involved with this? Probably.
But I like Applebee's.
Sure. Absolutely.
And I'd be thrilled to get Applebee's, not even if I just have been out on a desert island for however long they've been out there not eating anything, eating rats and whatnot. I would be like that if somebody brought Applebee's in here right now.
Sure.
And if I picked, you know, the Tech D Rob is in the other room. If I picked only one of you to have the Applebee's with me, y'all would be pissed. The one who didn't get picked would be pissed.
Absolutely.
Well, this lady's upset because the guy did not pick her to come eat the Applebee's with her. Now, it's a decently long clip, but the way that it wraps up is just like a, what? So listen.
Liz, do you feel comfortable talking about what you're feeling?
I'm pissed! Y'all say you ain't gone without eating? I see you eat every day.
She hasn't eaten. He eats every day.
Q, you almost blew up my whole game.
You
overshadowed everything I was trying to do. And I said, it's cool. I didn't say nothing. I don't even want to be around y'all. I'm just cute. You blew up my whole freaking spot. I didn't even know about the damn split vote last night.
But Liz, you voted for me last night, so.
Oh, voted for him to be evacuated.
I made decisions based off where my head is right now in the game. I'm sorry.
I'm over it now. Thank y'all for letting me have that. I feel better. I just exploded. I'm sorry. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
Because he said, you screaming at me because I didn't pick you to come eat Applebee's with me after I won this thing, but you voted for me to be kicked off the island last night. Yeah. What? Yeah, you were nice to me when I, quote unquote, tried to blow up your spot.
Yeah.
And you said that was cool, but then what have you done for me lately? You tried to vote me off the island last night.
I try to eat mozzarella sticks with you.
Hell no. That spinach dip's going to these people.
Hell yeah. That straightened her up pretty quickly, yeah, didn't it?
Like, oh, never mind.
I'm over it now.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, to me, that strikes me as like, if you can flip on a dime like that to that, you got, I mean, what is that about?
Yeah.
I understand you're under pressure and you're hungry, but to go for those extremes is wild.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're thinking, oh, God, the Southern woman, just freak, like the Southern woman on the island freaks out like that. I don't know where she's from, but I know she's Southern from the way she was talking, yeah.
She looks like a used bookstore owner.
Uh-huh. Or a professor.
Yeah. And I was surprised. I was like, I didn't think she would even, she doesn't look like the type that would eat at Applebee's. You know, she looks like more of a sunflower seed salad kind of person. But that mushroom and Swiss burger came out, boneless chicken wings came out, the mozzarella sticks, the spinach and artichoke dip with those tortilla chips.
Oh, you did see the spread? You watched the whole thing? Spread?
They were freaking out.
Oh.
They worked so hard during this challenge to get this meal from Applebee's. I mean, they were, and this guy that won it was just, I mean, like.
How do they get Applebee's out there? I guess an Applebee's crew had to be flown out there and they cooked all the stuff like in a mobile kitchen or something.
Maybe.
Because they don't have Applebee's on that island, I wouldn't
think. They're
going to, you know, drive 30 minutes and just pick it up and come back with it.
Yeah, I don't think so. But it did look just like what you get in the restaurant. They made it look good.
Yeah.
And he brought his three friends. And then they started doing they did an auction later on where they could auction off items from Applebee's, I think it was. And they were one woman spent like $800 on a chocolate milkshake from Applebee's. And the other one got a Dollarita with like a charcuterie board or something, whatever it was. But man, they were just euphoric.
Now, one of my favorite sports bar or neighborhood bar kind of items on the menu, you know, like you got wings and jalapeno poppers and all. Jalapeno poppers my number one appetizer. But coming in pretty high on the list are Southwest egg rolls.
Super good.
I know Chili's has those, but I'm not sure about Applebee's. I can't remember if Applebee's has them. But if I'm out there starving on an island and somebody brought some Southwest egg rolls up in there with some of that Applebee's spinach and artichoke dip, yeah. Which, by the way, I could do without the artichokes.
Yeah.
Just give me the spinach dip. Yeah. I don't need the artichokes.
They add nothing.
Nothing. Just get in the way.
Yeah.
But listen, I didn't have time to cook my regular big breakfast this morning. And I'm sitting here thinking about Applebee's right now. I'm not even on an island. I had a little thing of light yogurt this morning. And I had light yogurt and a banana.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Applebee's won't be open when I leave work in a few minutes.
Wish it was, though. Mm. I feel bad. So they're all enjoying their Applebee's. And the other guy that won, like, the second prize got a bowl of candy. And when they unveiled it, he was like, he was just
hard,
like,
candy or
like
chocolate
gummies, like,
oh,
like it's a bowl of candy. And one woman was like, oh, I wish I had that. But he's like a big dude. He's like, oh. So they got like a burger and boneless chicken wings and spinach and artichoke dip and tortilla chips and margaritas. I got a bowl of candy.
And in the regular challenges and all, don't they win like a bowl of rice or something?
They were talking about rice. All they had eaten for 15 days was rice. Mm. But man, when this Applebee's came out, they just lit up.
I would too, man.
I get it.
I mean, even if they, you know, got it from an old rundown knockoff version of Applebee's that they have on the island, I would brush dead cockroaches off the bun and still be like I was eating Thanksgiving dinner I'm out there. Crazy.
They got sand on their faces and they're about to get a margarita and some spinach and artichoke dip. Hell yeah.
You know that margarita hit those empty stomachs and just got them wasted.
I thought about, like, if you eat spinach and artichoke dip, that's coming right out, right? Mm-hmm. If you're only eating rice, like all that melted cheese is just spinach, you just poop shoot straight through.
And then in other celebrity stupid stuff, Mariah Carey was it Universal?
Yeah.
She went to Universal and she rode a few of the roller coasters there with her children. And after each ride, her assistant runs over and brushes her hair for her while she's still on the ride.
Yeah.
Before she even gets off, she's brushing her hair.
Hey, Mariah.
Now, you say that's a celebrity thing, like one of the most celebrity things you've ever seen.
Who looks hot at a theme park? Like, everybody there looks like crap because you're sweating.
Yeah.
In the baking sun, you're running around with kids all day, you got diaper bags and all that stupid stuff, and you're wearing the worst shoes you have, but they're the most comfortable. She's getting her hair brushed.
So stupid. You know,
right off the ride.
But I don't think that's a celebrity in general thing. I mean, that's a Mariah Carey thing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Just cannot turn it loose for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You just got to constantly be high maintenance.
She's, whenever she does late night shows or daytime shows, the host, she always swaps with the host because she likes the certain side of, she's done it on a number of shows. She makes the host swap seats with her because her good side, so her good side, man, is on camera.
I would tell
and
her.
And they happily, I mean, they're
on. I know, that's the problem. I'd tell her to go pound sand. Get out of here. Care who you are.
That's Mariah Carey.
But you know she's crazy. I always say this. You know that she's not right up in the head. Because she was married to Nick Cannon. She chose and volunteered to be around that idiot. That piece of crap.
Oh, Nick.
Racist. He's, in my opinion, a racist, anti-white racist. He suffers from whiteism, practices whiteism. Yeah. And she chose to marry him and be, you know, the mother of his children. So something wrong with her. Well, obviously. I mean, even if it weren't for that, her behavior shows you that she's not right.
You don't think?
No, I don't. Brother Riggins, I don't. Now, you know how I know, you know, if you're sitting there thinking, you know, if you had an interview with Mariah Carey and she wanted to do anything, you would interview her. Not true. We were supposed to interview Mariah Carey on a phone interview on the radio years ago, and we were supposed to interview her at 7:20 a.m., and she did not call when she was supposed to call for her interview, and it wasn't until probably an hour later that she decided to call, and we told them, I'm sorry, we've moved on. You know, she just hung up our whole show. She didn't care because we had it scheduled, and then we had to go, well, all right, well, maybe she'll call. We'll take a break. Maybe she'll call during the break. We did that a few times and ruined a big block of our show. And so by the time she called, we were like, never mind. We don't want her. So there. Pound sand. If I would have been saying that at the time, like I do now, go pound sand, I would have told her little production or promotions person or whatever they are, publicist, tell her to go pound sand, Mariah Carey. Don't need that.
Right.
Don't need it. But then again, she was never offered to us for an interview.
Well, yeah,
after that.
Fair enough.
Who cares? Who cares? All right, so I really, Riggins, wasn't planning on the show going this long today because it's Friday, and I know you're ready to get home.
Yeah, no, let's do another hour on Friday.
Okay, I could do that. I love it. Love it, love it. All right, so thanks for listening and watching and doing all that you do for us and your support. We love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
All guests of the Ace and TJ show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Get your home secured for less than $1 a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X. Our shows are sponsored by BetterHelp. When we don't address the things that bother us, it just gets bottled up inside. But that pressure has to go somewhere. It can begin to affect our mood, our sleep, or even our physical and mental health. BetterHelp acknowledges the power of talking through our problems to release the pressure and empower us with the positive coping skills needed for life. BetterHelp allows us to set boundaries, overcome trauma, and become the best version of ourselves.
The benefits of therapy cannot be overstated, but it can be hard to find time. So with BetterHelp, you'll experience convenient and flexible therapy sessions, and these sessions are completely online and designed around your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist, and if you need help and if you need to switch therapists, you may at any time for no additional charge.
It's very easy. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/acetj today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at ACETJ.com/weightloss. Calitrin.